Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 41 of your new life. Today's title is Mission Accomplished. My sin in the past, forgiven. My current struggles, covered. My future failures, paid in full. All by the marvelous, infinite, matchless grace found in the atoning work of the cross of Jesus Christ. Our text today is John 19:30 and 41 through 42, as well as Colossians 2:13 through 14. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Colossians 2:13-14. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Adam Hamilton, in his book, Final Words from the Cross, gives an extraordinary explanation for Jesus' statement, "It is finished." The Gospels of Matthew and Mark tell us that, as he breathed his last, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, yet neither records what he said. Only John's Gospel tells us what Jesus said, "It is finished." Often we hear those words as Jesus' expression that his life was ebbing away. "It is finished." Some have heard this statement as a cry of defeat from a disillusioned prophet, as if Jesus were indicating that finally his suffering was over, something like the cry of a referee in a boxing match after he's given the 10 count. But several things mitigate against this interpretation. Jesus told his disciples on multiple occasions that he was going to Jerusalem to die. His arrest, torture, and crucifixion were no surprise to him. He had come to Jerusalem for this purpose. This was not a cry of defeat. Another clue that, when he spoke these words, Jesus did not mean he was defeated, is found in the fact that he shouted these words. Actually, he shouted just one word in Aramaic, recorded in John's Gospel by one Greek word, finished, or completed. Will Willimon has described these words of Jesus as something similar to what Michelangelo might have said while looking up at the Sistine Chapel after he had completed the last brushstroke. "It is finished." Something astounding, amazing, and awesome was finished as Jesus died on the cross. A masterpiece of love and redemption. But what exactly was completed on the cross? On the cross, God completed his mission from the Father. He paid fully and finally for the sins of the world. Our Savior's sinless sacrifice perfectly paid our sin debt. Jesus finished what he could never complete. The wages of sin is death, and he who knew no sin died to pay the bill. Charles Swindoll explains more fully what is meant by Jesus' statement, "It is finished." After drinking the wine, Jesus drew in one last breath and cried, "Tetelestai." John chose this Greek term to translate Jesus' Aramaic. Archaeologists have found papyrus tax receipts with "tetelestai" written across them, meaning paid in full. With Jesus' last breath on the cross, he declared the debt of sin canceled, completely satisfied. In Colossians 2:14, Paul clarifies what was finished when Jesus died on the cross. Jesus canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. Verse 14 concludes with this declaration, "This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." When Jesus breathed his last, our sin debt was paid in full. He was the perfect sacrifice, satisfying God's requirement as a sinless substitute. The veil of the temple was ripped from top to bottom as a symbol that Jesus' sacrifice gives us access to the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrificial death and sinless sacrifice so that my sin debt could be paid in full. Questions. How would you put into words what it means to you that Jesus accomplished the mission the Father gave him. Spend some time today reflecting on Jesus' sacrifice at Calvary. Below are the 7 statements of Jesus from the cross in what most believe are the order that he uttered them. Reflect on his words today as you praise him for dying for your sins. Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:43, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. John 19:26, woman, behold your son, behold your mother. Mark 15:34, my God, why have you forsaken me? John 19:28, I thirst. John 19:30, it is finished. And Luke 23:46, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your death on the cross. Show us how to live fully alive in you so we can be fully grateful for your sacrifice. In your precious name, amen.